reader's question box, a sense of humor, and vileness in stupid speaking or insinuendo, which are not proper, but rather thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:4. By Clyde L. Pilkington. Question. I would really appreciate your help with Ephesians 5:4. I specifically worry because I am someone who loves witty jokes. It's simply my sense of humor. My mom says that I'm the family comedian when we're on holiday, since I love making jokes and making myself and others laugh. I think humor is really useful in dealing with negative situations. Hence, I feel like I'm clearly breaking Paul's advice, of which he says that these jokes should not be named amongst us, verse 3. At the same time, I cannot imagine Paul really banning all banter, since that is the foundation of happy, joyful times and friendships. As you said previously, if something doesn't seem to be compatible with pure grace, it probably isn't correct. This is why I need your help. I cannot figure this out. I either beat myself up over making jokes with friends, or I don't make the jokes, and that feels even worse. Dr. Answer, thank you for your great question. You must know that even though I find tremendous value in the concordant version, the bottom line, however, is that it's the work of men, as are all translations. This means that it's prone to influence by tradition and human misunderstanding. Ephesians 5:4 is such a perfect illustration. Having been granted an understanding of absolute grace, we are more easily made aware, in our hearts and minds, when such grace has been violated. Again, Ephesians 5:4 is a perfect example. And vileness and stupid speaking or insinuendo, which are not proper but rather thanksgiving. What is remarkable to note at the outset concerning this verse is that each of the three words in bold font are used only once in the entirety of Scripture. These three Greek words appear only here in Ephesians 5:4, eiskrotes, morologia, eutropelia.
Not
long ago, the early English translators of the Greek scriptures fixed these words with a very sober and moral tone. Sadly, as a result, nearly all translators since have simply followed suit. Religious piety set a code that prohibited certain language as taboo, even frowning on lighthearted humor as being unspiritual. Heaven forbid that we should laugh. Note the rendering of Ephesians 5:4 in the following early English translations. These early English translations clearly fixed the tone for this verse. These words were translated into a certain religious tradition of some Puritans and Reformers that held the impropriety of humor in general. At best, lightheartedness was viewed suspect at worst, contrary to their perception of spirituality. When we study, a key element in defining words is to trace their usage throughout the rest of Scripture. The reason being that usage defines meaning. Herein enters the dilemma with these three words. Since this verse is their only use in all of Scripture, there are no such resources available to us outside of the immediate context. So, our only meaningful help can come from the direct context of Paul's final revelation itself. Whatever all these of words mean, two things are certain. One, they all are absolutely unique to the secret administration of grace, and two, they all stand in stark contrast to this broader context of grace and within the narrower context of thanksgiving. And vileness and stupid speaking or insinuendo, which are not proper, but rather thanksgiving. So in other words, what we know contextually about these three words is that they are distinct by contrast from one, grace, and two, thanksgiving. Whatever these class of words are, they are incompatible with grace and thanksgiving. They are words contrary to them. They are ungracious and unthankful. Thus, Ephesians 5:4 is prefaced by Paul's statement only seven verses earlier. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians 4:29, KJV. Whatever this corrupt language is of which Paul writes, it stands in contrast contextually to that which is good to the use of edifying and that which ministers grace. Corrupt communication is that which is unedifying and ungracious. Thus, it is words that are hateful, that is, harmful. These are corrupt because they are unkind and unloving words. The book of Colossians also sheds light on the nature of the language that we use. It is Paul's companion epistle of the secret administration. But now, put off all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth, Colossians 3:8. This abusive language is that which has anger, rage, malice, and slander. Thus, Paul's final word on speech is, "Your word being always with grace, seasoned with salt, perceiving how you must answer each one," Colossians 4:6, always with grace. There's our North Star, our steadfast guiding truth. Grace is always the abiding principle during the secret administration. After all, what else would we expect for the dispensation of the grace of God? Ephesians 3:2. Notice that Paul does not, in this verse, instruct what you must answer, but how you must answer. How? Graciously, thankfully, kindly, lovingly. This is always in harmony with who we really are. Thus, additionally, another word, back in Ephesians 5:4, is used only 3 times in all Scripture. Not surprisingly, all 3 occurrences are found in Paul's last 3 epistles. Ephesians 5:4, Colossians 3:18, Philemon 1:8. The word is aneko, translated proper in the Concordant version, and vileness and stupid speaking or insinuendo, which are not proper, but rather thanksgiving. The Concordant keyword concordance gives us the makeup of the Greek word aneko as uparrive. In agreement with all of these verses, Paul encourages the use of language that brings us and those with whom we speak up so as to arrive at a higher plane. Our words are never to be contradictory to the truth of our higher allotment. Could humor be contradictory to grace? It could be, but it need not be. Do ungracious and unthankful, unkind and unloving words contradict grace? Always. Does slander, mockery, disrespect, reproach, gossip, sarcastic, divisive, angry, and insulting language contradict grace? Always. Surely there is nothing wrong with wit. In fact, we are told that a merry heart can be a great benefit in day-to-day living, Proverbs 17:22. After all, there is a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3:4. Truly, a sense of humor can, indeed, go a long way. As J.R. Miller, 1840 to 1912, wrote, "There is no inconsistency between holiness and laughter. Wit has a blessed mission. Life is so hard, so stern, with so many burdens and struggles, that there is need for all of the bright words we can speak." So, is Paul even addressing humor in this and similar passages? We think not. Again, whatever Paul is referring to throughout his passages concerning the nature of our language, it is in harmony with his companion comment in Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace. Thus we might render Ephesians 5:4 accordingly, nor unkind, nor divisive, nor slanderous words which are not uplifting, but instead thanksgiving.